Today is Monday, April 22nd, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It's no secret how much I love my dogs and how much I would do anything for them. And one of those things is getting them insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. And also, peace of mind for you, knowing that if something happens to your pet, something unexpected, and you get hit with a big cost for it, that you will most likely be reimbursed for much of the cost. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. In a rare move, the House of Representatives came to work on Saturday, where they voted to finally pass $95 billion in foreign aid packages for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. Broken down, that's over $60 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan, as well as $9 billion for humanitarian aid in Gaza and the West Bank. They also passed a fourth measure, which will allow the frozen assets of Russian oligarchs to be sold to fund future aid for Ukraine, authorize stricter sanctions on Russia, China, and Iran, and trigger a ban on TikTok if its owner, ByteDance, does not sell it within 9 months, which is up from their originally proposed 6 months. All four bills are being combined into a package in the Senate, which they're slated to vote on tomorrow. Also this weekend, Israel carried out its promised retaliatory strike against Iran in Isfahan, which is where the regime's nuclear program is located. According to Iranian officials, the attack involved drones which were neutralized by air defenses, though satellite imagery verified by the BBC shows that part of an air defense system at an Iranian airbase was damaged. Meanwhile, Israel has also begun near-daily air raids on Rafah, where more than half of Gaza's population has sought refuge, while Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a statement yesterday that they plan to increase political and military pressure on Hamas. Maine has joined 16 states and Washington, D.C. in the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, a coalition of states that have agreed to allocate all of their electoral votes to whoever wins the national popular vote for president, regardless of how the state votes in an election. While this compact has clearly gathered momentum, it is not going to play a role in the upcoming 2024 election. Not that there's a rush or anything. Today is Earth Day, so the rest of the episode is dedicated to climate-related headlines. Bad news first. According to new research from the National Bureau of Economic Research, wildfire smoke contributes to nearly 16,000 deaths of Americans each year, a number which could grow to nearly 30,000 deaths a year by 2050, as climate change drives more wildfires. A similar analysis from Yale University found that the number of deaths could actually already be close to 30,000 people per year, as deaths from cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, respiratory disease, and mental health issues all rise in the short periods after smoke exposure, even if wildfire smoke is rarely listed as a cause of death on someone's death certificate. I would argue they should go one step further and list it as cause of death, climate change. In better news, on Friday, the Interior Department announced that they are expanding federal protections across millions of acres of Alaskan wilderness, restricting oil, gas, and mining operations there. The administration also announced that it will ban drilling in more than half of the 23 million acre National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. Oh no, how will we only make do with 11 million acres? And finally, also on Friday, the EPA announced that it is forcing major chemical manufacturers to clean up two of the most common forms of forever chemicals, commonly abbreviated as PFAs, which are used to make all sorts of everyday products, including food packaging, nonstick cookware, artificial turf, and water-repellent clothing. The EPA has newly designated these chemicals as hazardous substances under the Superfund law, which will enable regulators to investigate and force the cleanup of leaks and spills. PFAs have been associated with a wide range of issues, including cardiovascular issues, cancers, and low birth weights. And according to an estimate by the U.S. Geological Survey, nearly every American has measurable amounts of PFAs in their blood. I imagine this could make it a little bit challenging to distinguish between what problems are caused by wildfire smoke and which by deadly chemicals. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.